అష్టవక్ర గీత చాప్టర్ 1. అష్టవక్ర ఎక్స్పౌండ్స్ టు కింగ్ జనక ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్ హిమ్ ఆన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ నేచురల్ అండ్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్.
Janaka said, "How can knowledge be acquired? How can liberation be attained? How is detachment to be achieved? Tell me this, O Lord." Ashtavakra said, "If you aspire after liberation, my child, shun the objects of the senses as poison. Seek forgiveness, sincerity, compassion, contentment, and truth as nectar. You are neither earth, nor water, nor fire, nor air, nor space. In order to attain liberation, know yourself as the witness of these, as consciousness itself. If only you will remain resting in consciousness, seeing the self as distinct from the body, then even now you will be happy, peaceful, and free from bondage. You do not belong to the Brahman or any other caste, nor are you at any stage in life. You are not anything that the eye can see. You are unattached and formless, the witness of everything. Be happy. Virtue and vice, pleasure and pain, are purely of the mind, not of you, O all-pervading one. You are neither the performer of actions, nor the reaper of consequences. Truly, you are ever free. You are the one witness of everything, and are always totally free. This alone is your bondage, that you see the self as an object. Having been bitten by the great black serpent of the egoism, I am the doer, drink the nectar of the faith, I am not the doer, and be happy. Burn down the forest of ignorance with the fire of the conviction, I am one and pure consciousness, and free from grief, be happy. That in which this universe appears like a snake imagined in a rope, that bliss, supreme bliss and consciousness, is what you are. Live happily. One who considers oneself free is free. And one who considers oneself bound is bound. Thus the saying is true, as one thinks, so one becomes. The self is the witness, the all-pervading, perfect, one, free consciousness, actionless, desireless, unattached, and quiet. Through illusion, it appears to be involved with the world. Giving up the illusion that you are an individualized self or anything internal or external, meditate on the self as immutable, non-dual consciousness. My child, you have long been trapped in the snare of identification with the body. Sever it with the sword of the knowledge, I am consciousness, and be happy. Truly, you are unattached, actionless, self-luminous and stainless. Indeed, your bondage is that you practice meditation. The universe is pervaded by you and spread out in you. Truly, your nature is pure consciousness. Do not be small-minded. You are unconditioned, changeless, formless, unimpassioned, imperturbable, unfathomable awareness. Hold to nothing but consciousness. Know that which has form to be unreal, while the unmanifest is abiding. Through this initiation into truth, you will escape falling into unreality again. Just as a mirror exists within and apart from the image reflected in it, so the Supreme Lord exists within and apart from this body. Just as the same all-pervading space exists inside and outside a jar, so the eternal, all-pervading Brahman exists in all things.